Our program, as is said, we are implementing both development and humanitarian projects under the thematic areas of education, food security and livelihood, peace building, wash, non-food items. Yeah, those are the five thematic areas we are implementing projects on. And currently, specifically on education, we are providing support to in terms of school feeding program in Upper Nile, in counties of Manyong, Melut, Fasoda, and Reng. Then we also have programs for adolescent girls who are in school and those ones who are out of school in Juba and in Awel, particularly in Nyamulal, Mara. And so those are the activities that we are doing currently as an organization.
Yes.
And so the national NGO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, also we have entered the second month of the year. What are the organization priorities for 2019?
Currently, SEDAV is looking at supporting those who are in need, especially those who are affected with the conflict, and also building resilience to those who have been affected by conflict. Because the situation of Sudan is currently conflict, I mean, it's in a way that you cannot concentrate only on humanitarian, but you need to also build the resilience of those ones who have been affected so that they can stand on their own.
Could you tell us more about the Girl Empowerment Education Program? What support do you give girls?
Empowerment Program for Girls is specifically handling life skills for adolescent girls who have dropped out of school and those ones who are in school in order to encourage them to continue with the education so that they can go to the next level and even join the university. We train them on life skills, on particularly on decision making, because most of these girls, they dropped out, or they can also drop out just because they have been deceived and they cannot say no to someone who might have got some money and then deceive this person, then the girl will just drop out of the school because someone is just ignorant. So we give them those life skills so that they can stand on their own and say no, so that they can finish school. So the life skills training goes for 6 months. After the life skills training, we train them on income generating activities, because some of those girls that we recruit to the program, these are orphans who have got nothing to support themselves in school, and some of them drop out just because there's no one who is supporting them. So we train them to get those skills so that they can look for the money on their own, because we cannot give them money. When SPEDA will withdraw, then they will also begin looking for what to do. So we give them the skills, we give them startup kits so that they can stand with this business and then continue with the education and supporting even their siblings.
Yeah, right. Where is this program implemented, and how the beneficiaries are selected? The process that are you following up to select the beneficiaries?
In the selection of beneficiaries, first we have to develop a checklist, which checklist contains one, it has to look at the level of the child, and then the educational background of the child, and then we also look at the economic status of the child or of the beneficiary. We also look at some social factors that might have affected. So it's from those checklists that we can determine whom to benefit from this project. In the same way, we also have meetings together with the stakeholders where we sit down together, and then because the community leaders, they know who is a vulnerable girl and who is not a vulnerable girl. So we sit together with the community leaders, and those community leaders have got representatives from the youth, from the women, and then from the elders and those ones living with a disability. So during the sitting, we discuss on the number. Let them give us the list of girls who might be suffering or who might be having some vulnerability. And then we ask those questions, then they give us, and then we select it together as a group. So that's how we do our selection of the beneficiaries for this program of life skills.
Also, Sylvia, what will happen after the program ends? Will you continue your organization? Will you continue support the girls, or the things will end up as it is?
We don't support them as maybe with giving them skills, but as a support after the training of the 9 months, because the life skills is for 6 months, then the training for income generating activities is for 3 months. After training them for the 9 months, we group them into a forum. And in this forum, these girls are supposed to continue with their activities of life skills and even with their... So we do follow them. We continue following them to see how far they have gone with their businesses. That we can know. Is there any such